Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of your word, and we ask that as we spend these moments now together considering it, you would open our hearts afresh that we might see more of you and your Son and your purposes in this world. And we ask for his sake. Amen. The influence of a mother upon the lives of her children cannot be measured. They know and absorb her example and attitudes when it comes to questions of honesty, kindness, and industry. Well, so said the great Christian preacher Billy Graham, who died just last year, aged 99. Now, of course, today is Mothering Sunday. And on Mothering Sunday, we think about mothers. It's a good day to thank our mothers, or indeed to remember them and to give thanks for them, or other ladies who've been influential in our lives. And if we are mothers, we can think of our children, and similarly, if we are godmothers, our godchildren, or other family members, or friends. Well, one of the most famous mothers ever was, of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, I think it's fair to say that history hasn't always treated Mary well. She's sometimes been misunderstood, and people have misrepresented her in unhelpful ways. But the Bible shows that we can learn much from her as a mother and as a believer. Well, as we look at Mary from the Gospel of Luke, we see, first of all, her life of service. We read from Luke chapter 1 where Mary has been told that she's going to be the mother of no less than the Son of the Most High God himself, the one who will be a king greater than David, one with a kingdom that will never end. Mary's son will be God's promised Messiah. Now, Mary is astonished and asks the angel who's told her these things how this will be when she's not even married. And Mary discovers that the baby will be conceived in a unique way through God's Holy Spirit. So the baby will be holy, the Son of God. Well, then Mary, full of confidence in God, says, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And we're told that the angel departed from her. See, Mary knew that she had been given a job by God. She was to be his servant. And service is a key characteristic of so many noble things in life, especially being a mother. Our mothers do so many things for us, even from the very first day. And what mums do is often hidden from public view. Mothers put themselves out for us. They consider our best interests often before their own. They do practical things for us, and we respect them for their care and support and self-giving service. Well, Mary hears God's word and is caught up into God's great plan as God's servant. And she sets a pattern for serving God in what we find ourselves involved with as we work to serve God, whether that's in our families, at work, in the community, and through our church. So Mary was a servant, but her life was also marked by seeing what was true. She had a vision for God's big picture. Now, that's one of the things we admire about motherhood too. Mums recognise that small challenges are often only part of a bigger story. The difficulties of supporting children are just part of a journey that leads to being grown up and ultimately, for Christians, steps towards life forever with God. Well, when Mary realised that she'd been drawn into God's purpose in such a marvellous way, she sang a song that has become a hymn of the church ever since, the so-called Magnificat, so-called because the Latin for the word magnifies, here translated glorifies, is in the first line. Now, in her song, Mary sees that God does not always give people what they deserve for turning away from him, but rather he is generous and he spares people who recognize who he is in his greatness and turn back to him. God showers his love on them. So verse 50, his mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. And Mary recognizes that this mercy of God is part of a bigger picture, which is going to lead to the world being ultimately transformed through the Messiah. God will turn things upside down. So verse 51, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. Mary sees that all this has been foretold in God's word. So she praises God that he has kept his promises to Abraham and all who came after him in the Old Testament, because all these things were preparing the way for the coming of Jesus. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Well, Mary was God's servant, and she sees the big picture as she recognizes God's word being fulfilled in the son that she was to bear. And yet also her life was somewhat tinged with sorrow. A national newspaper ran an article last week about a book by Elmer Van Vile called Mum, Tell Me. Now, the book asked various people, if you could ask your mother one question, what would it be? And then it records their stories. Well, in one of them, Rosie Millard, who was chair of the UK Hull City of Culture 2017 and is now coordinator of BBC Children in Need, came up with this question to her mother. What event shaped your childhood? Well, Rosie's mother, a retired doctor who's now in her late 80s, spoke of when aged 8, at the start of the Second World War, she was evacuated to Canada on the Empress of Britain, leaving behind her sister and mother and father. She felt this forced her to have to manage on her own, but she added, my mother couldn't face saying goodbye to me. Of course, mothers worry about their children, and they're greatly concerned for them. And this was to be the case for Mary. As Simeon says to Mary in the next chapter of Luke's Gospel, a sword will pierce your own heart also. Mary was to see her son rejected and crucified. And in many ways, Mary's life as a mother was going to be very demanding. It was to be lived in the shadow of the cross. And that connects with the final reality, that Mary saw that she needed someone to save her. Mary begins her song, the Magnificat, my soul glorifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. You know, it's easy to look, isn't it, at people in the Bible and see them as examples, and that can be fine. But Bible examples are not just about seeing how others lived and doing the same, for they were all mixed. Apart from Jesus himself, not one of them is perfect. So Bible characters help us because of the way that we see God at the center of what happens to them. And we see something of his purpose in Jesus being worked out. And as we observe that, as we see the truth of God's word being fulfilled, well, that gives us great strength. It gives us confidence in God's promises and in his truth. Well, Mary was a remarkable woman and a special mother, but she, despite the confusion of medieval Catholic Church teaching, still needed someone to save her or rescue her. Just after Mary's song, we hear about John the Baptist, who would prepare the way for Mary's son, and that through him, people might find salvation proclaimed, rescue. Salvation in the forgiveness of their sins. The reality is that we've all turned away from God and we need to be cleaned up and restored in connection to him. And that is something made possible because Jesus went on to die on the cross, as of course we remember in Bread and Wine this morning. So as we think of a great person, a great mother like Mary, the ideal mother perhaps, If she needed a saviour, how much more do we? And how much more do we need the encouragement that in Jesus, the one proclaimed at his birth as the saviour of the world, and who went on to die and rise again in order to fulfil that reality, there is the fullest experience of mercy and the perfect offer of forgiveness. And that is a great thing to know, especially as on a day like this we sometimes wrestle with a sense of weakness and failure as a mother, as a father, as a child, as a family member, or as a friend. Well, Billy Graham's words are hard to disagree with. The influence of a mother upon the lives of her children cannot be measured, especially her example and attitudes. Well, there are lots of famous mothers, but none more famous, perhaps, than Mary. And what we see of her reminds us of the dignity and privilege of being servants of God, of seeing God's big picture in Jesus, and in recognizing that we need a Savior to rescue us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reminder of you working out your purposes in history, fulfilling your promises. And we pray that you would strengthen us in whatever circumstances we are in life to know your grace, that we might serve you, that we might see your big picture, and that we would put our confidence in Jesus as our Savior. And we ask for his name's sake.